You think the church's wood's not wet today? I'm telling you, we're dense in the church. Now, first of all, if I'd have been up there, I'd have been against it from day one. But whenever I saw that tornado coming down there and it hits only that church and that convention center where we are having this meeting to discuss this, and somebody would have the audacity to say, now, you don't think that really couldn't be a judgment from God? God would never do nothing like that. I'm telling you, God will do something like that. All I got to say, those people are lucky that the convention center was left standing and the church was still standing. If I had have been God, I would have come back the next day or after they voted it in, and I would have come back and my wrath would have been poured out, and that church or that convention center wouldn't have had a stone left standing on a stone. Aren't you glad I'm not God? I'm not near as merciful as He is. Somebody said, I'm really glad you're not God. Yes, because if I'd have been God, all of us would have been dead a long time ago, including me. I would have judged us all for our sin. I mean, it's amazing, isn't it? What we do in the church. He has got to be merciful beyond our wildest dreams. Acts chapter 10, verse 38, we see here that this sickness is actually satanic oppression. And we see this scripture in Acts 10, 38. It says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Now that if the devil is out here and he's making us sick and he's doing all these things and Jesus is casting him out, why does the devil come in to make us sick in the first place? Sin. When we sin, we open the door to the devil. And he comes in. Now, this is what's devastating to many of us that we don't understand. Let's say a young woman, these sins are so prevalent today, a young woman, 20 years old, 18 years old, she gets sexually promiscuous with a boy or two or three or four, whatever. And then she finds out later that, although as a Christian, she finds out how wrong this is and she quits it. Now then, what she doesn't know, she has taken on some demons during this period of time. Now, she probably don't know this yet. They probably didn't manifest. But this is what's devastating. Say, 5 years later, when she's 25, she meets the love of her life, and she marries him. And then 2 years later, they have their first child, and he is born mentally handicapped. Or he's born with autism, or he's born with cerebral palsy. Why did this happen to me? I can tell you why. It happened because of your sin. You opened the door to a devil. You opened the door to a demon. God says in His Word clearly that if we will obey Him and do everything He says, He clearly says, I will bless you and your children. Now then, in Hosea 4:6, he says something about us and our children. This is so devastating for people that will not put God first, especially after you become a Christian. After you become a Christian, Hosea 4:6 makes this statement. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. How many of you have ever heard that? But you know, almost nobody knows what the rest of that verse says. When he says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because you have rejected knowledge, I, God, will also reject you, that you should be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of God, I will also forget your children. That's scary, isn't it? You see people that will not put God first, and then their children come along, and the children are out there lost as they can be. And many times they will never come to Christ. They'll live and die and go to hell. It's amazing what's in this book when you read it. When you really read this book firsthand and you begin to see all the things that's in this book. In Luke chapter 13, verse 16, I want to show you what Jesus had to say about one of the daughters of Abraham. When we're talking about how Satan binds people up. Luke 13:16. You'll see here that the Bible calls sickness satanic oppression. In chapter 13, verse 16, it says, "And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day." Now, this woman had been bound by Satan. She was all pulled down and drawn down and could not stand up. And she had been that way for 18 years. Who had done that to her? Satan had. One of his demons. Now, how in the world did Satan get in to do this to this woman for 18 years? Sin. Somewhere along the line, the door had been opened through sin, and or either her or her parents, somebody had sinned to open the door to let this devil in. And it was written in the law, and if it's written in the law, and God made Satan to fulfill this law and to keep us in line, just like this example I gave a while ago with the legislative department and the executive department and the police department and the police chief, whenever the legislative department, which is God, makes a set of laws and hands it off to the executive department gets these police officers to put them out there to get them to fulfill the law. Can you imagine what it would be like? I thought about this when they said the other day in California, California is getting in such bad shape because of all the things they're doing is sin. The country is falling apart. I mean, California is falling apart. I mean, it's burning. I mean, homosexuals, perverts, you name it, they're out there. And they're just doing everything wrong. And the country is burning. God's judging it. You know, when Schwarzenegger signed in the law to make homosexual marriages legal in California last June, a year ago, I told this church, I said, I do not know how God will judge California, but if he signs that into law like he says he's going to, I guarantee God will judge California. Well, the 20th of June, he signed it into law. By the 23rd of June, a state that had never had more than 547 fires started by lightning in a whole year had 8,000 lightning strikes that started fires in 3 days. Does that tell you something? But that was just a coincidence, folks. No. Who controls the lightning bolts? God. You read in the scripture, he talks about how he hurls them where he wants to. He's in control. He forms the lightning bolts. They said, good grief, there was a 16-year-old girl out here on the baseball diamond the other day, and she got killed with a lightning bolt. Yeah, it happens. There was a door open, either in her parents or in her life. And when that lightning bolt hit, God throwed that lightning bolt. He's in control. Somebody said, God would never kill nobody. What does Scripture say he'd do? Did it say he'll kill? Well, like I say, I taught those very scriptures when we went out there to West Texas that time and in that Baptist church. And that Monday, I got an email from a lady. She said, Mr. Scrivener, I've been in church all my life. I've been a Baptist all my life. She said, in the first 15 minutes you started that healing school, if you hadn't been putting them scriptures on the board where I could see them, she said, I'd have got out and walked that sin. This man's a complete idiot. You're crazy. But she said, since the scripture references were at the bottom of the page, I turned in my own Bible. And she said, lo and behold, my Bible said the same thing that you did on the one you had on the wall. I thought, how about that? Isn't that amazing? God's, how come we don't know these things? You don't read the book. Let me ask you this question. Why can I fly a DC-8 all over the world and you probably can't? How many hours have you, anybody in this room ever spent a month or two in a classroom studying a DC-8? Anybody ever done that? Not one single one. Well, then I'll tell you what. There ain't but one man in this room I would want to ride with if he's going to fly that thing. And that's me. Why? Why? Because I have knowledge. I've been to school. I have studied that airplane. I've flown that airplane all over the world. I don't have a problem getting in a DC-8 to take it anywhere in the world. I've flown them all over the world, around the world. Why? I was trained. Now, I can remember the very first day that they put me in a Cessna 150, and the guy says, okay, I'll take it off first and we'll get up here. And we got up there. Now, all I got's a little yoke here in front of me, two rudder pedals down here. And he says, now this is the way you make it turn. This is the way you make it hold it level and all that stuff. And he said, that looks simple. I said, it looks simple enough. He said, okay, you got it. I grabbed that thing and grabbed that wheel. When I did, I pulled it back a little bit, and it goes up like that. Now to push it, it goes down. And he said, that's okay, I got it. I said, okay. But a few years later, I can take a DC-8 anywhere in the world. What happened between point A and point B? Knowledge. A lot of knowledge. A lot of studying, right? So what happens in the Bible? Do we need to have that knowledge? As His children, do we need to read His Word? Absolutely. And you don't need to sit down to say, I'm going to read five chapters tonight and just as quick as I can. You need to sit down and read it slowly and prayerfully and let Him talk to you. This book is alive. It's not a dead book. It's a book from the living God. And He will talk to you out of this book. So you got to spend time with Him. So he says there that Satan had bound this woman for 18 years. He had bound her because of sin. Now, she had been one of those in Israel that had come and was baptized by John the Baptist, because it said all Israel came for the repentance and baptism of their sins. And so now then, the legal right of the devil has been removed. So since Jesus is in control, he could walk up to this woman and say, woman, you're loosed from your spirit of infirmity. And that devil says, do I have to really go? He said, yes, you have to really go. So he's in control of what? Everything. So that devil of hell that had bound her body, he left, and that woman immediately stood up and she was completely healed right then. Now there was an invisible being inside her body that kept her body all twisted and gnarled where she could not stand up. Now that's beyond my ability to comprehend. I know these things are real because I read them in the book. If God said it, it's real. Now, can you see God? No, He's invisible. Can you see the devil? No, he's invisible. This is all a spirit world, but the world we can't see, he says, is more real than the one we do see. Let me tell you, if you could ever get your eyes open to where you could see the invisible world, you'd have a heart attack. You wouldn't be able to make it. If you were to see these ghastly beings, these demons, from little bitty microscopic critters to the great big ones, they're all sizes. It would scare your socks off.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, This Book is Alive, in its entirety or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.